Matthew 7:8, "For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." These verses follow the most infamous verse, "Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Finally getting my breath back, I followed them, enjoying making me gasp for my breath. I really started to wonder at them enjoying this for two reasons. One is the army officer who is responsible for causing this problem for me in 2014 by leaning on my bag, which resulted in spraining my diaphragm and almost stopping my breathing, which actually got aggravated by this remote cyberstalking. It took 3 or 4 months for me to get my breath back for climbing stairs, and the muscles got relaxed in 2017 when doing some stretches. The other reason that I think is for the mother of GOT, a peer at my former employment and whom I believe should be the mother of that GOT at the camp, who blamed me for praying for her to suffer from asthma in 2021, when I was not even actually noting that she was. It was just an audio that I was hearing their home conversations and was not sounding brutal, like demagnetizing the pacemakers using some radiation mobile. This is possible because we have warning boards at airports and all such security entrances where the threshold level is well below human hazard and can harm a human, and here these transmissions are causing me harm, thereby increasing the potential threat to pacemakers to get demagnetized. And, they were spelling the name of my uncle, and all I know is that it was his father who had an issue because he led the tanker regiment, whom they are commemorating every year since 2015 as a man of great stewardship. He was a victim of the industrialization work hazard that the bombing has caused the heart ailment. Well, this is an established study. They recent sent much safer missile world for the user per SE work hazard. I asked the Lord to help me in these days, and he showed me the existence of the course, positive psychology, and ways to start coaching myself so that my mental health is sustained. My cousin, who has been through injustice, told me that from his experience, he found that when it looks like that is the end of the world, trusting in the Lord will open new ways for us. So, this is why these verses are important and is the reason why Jesus reiterates the same verse twice, emphasizing that he has made a promise: when we ask for help and deliverance from evil, he will provide; when we try seeking this help from the Lord and knock at his door, he will open ways for us and will show us the door, the Word of God, that will come for our ready help. One such help that came to me in that year, when I was not knowing what is the way out and what to pray for or ask the Lord to provide me, was that he taught me two verses: when we are unable to pray, the Holy Spirit that is provided with us through baptism will pray on our behalf, asking for our needs; when we are unable to remember, the Lord will still remember us and he will come reaching out to us; and when we are not knowing what to ask the Lord for or know which way to go forward, just ask the Lord to provide his wisdom and show us the way.